It's The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott, and it's time now for our series Patient Files, your stories of illness, healing, and recovery. Today, we hear from Miriam Gilbert. She teaches theology at the college level, and she also participates in ultras. Those are endurance runs that go on for up to 100 miles. 2 years ago, a fairly routine procedure gone wrong started a long journey of suffering for Gilbert.
August 1st of 2012, I had a scheduled laparoscopic hysterectomy to remove fibers that were starting to interfere with my quality of life.
Gilbert was told the operation had gone well, but then she appeared to be leaking urine. She had to wear pads and change them constantly. A few days after the surgery, Gilbert had extreme pain and nausea. It turned out to be a small bowel obstruction, but once that was fixed, the leaking continued.
On Labor Day, I woke up with a very, very high fever and body chills. Went back to the ER, took me down to the OR, and I woke up surrounded by men in ties and jackets and my poor husband, where I was then told that my left ureter had been transected on August 1st. And I had a lot of urine in my abdomen. We need to repair your transected ureter. Your ureter is like the little very, very, very thin tube that then connects to your bladder. And that's where the urine drains from your kidney down to the ureter. And once that's cut, the urine spreads throughout your entire body.
Gilbert had to wait almost 2 months for the urine to drain out of her body through a tube.
So I was sporting a urine bag for 7 weeks.
On October 23rd, she had surgery to repair the ureter, which also required follow-up surgery to have a stent removed. During those hospital stays, Miriam Gilbert suffered severe allergic drug reactions and also had an adverse reaction to a strong antibiotic. As a result, she developed rheumatoid arthritis.
I mean, I was completely incapacitated. And when I couldn't lift my arms, my shoulders, my fingers were swollen, I was waking up every 2 hours. It was terrible. And of course, I'm on medical leave, so I wasn't able to teach at that time, all because I had a laparoscopic hysterectomy that went haywire. I had my bladder compromised, of course, my left ureter, my kidney, and my small intestines. Let me just turn this on. I put this together. These pictures, my husband took pictures while I was in the hospital so that he could send them to our children. We have adult children. This was 4 days before I had my surgery. I placed third in an ultra in a woman's division, and I was really happy. This was on Labor Day. My husband took that picture of me. This was my lowest point. I was just in shock. I had no idea what had happened to me and why. I lost 20 pounds, and I also started to lose my hair. That's not me, but that was me at that moment. Yeah. And this is just things that I learned as a patient. I learned, for example, that I had good and caring doctors and nurses who made mistakes that would change my life. And I was not always asked what allergies I have, and I mistakenly assumed that they would always check my chart when they didn't. Last year, I went back and ran that ultra where I placed third, and I did like 64 miles. You know, I had rheumatoid arthritis, but for me, I wanted to go back as part of my healing journey. And I dedicated a lap to every single person that has been so important in my life. And I wrote a letter to the surgeons, the doctor that transected my ureter, and I let them know how I was doing, that I'm running again, that I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, but that life is good. I was very surprised to learn that a week later, the surgeon who transected my ureter sent me a very nice handwritten note that he was very happy to hear from me, that he thinks of me often. He's a very nice man, and I know that he felt bad, but they can never say, I'm sorry, because I guess that implies guilt, you know. I did go back to the hospital, and I told them about, you know, you didn't read my patient chart and my allergies. I could have potentially been killed twice, plus the surgery. And I did speak to the hospital and to key people, and I said, you know, you have an obligation to learn from your patients what happens to their lives when mistakes, unintentional mistakes, happen. And at the end of my presentation, a doctor came up to me, introduced himself. He said, "I just want you to know I'm so sorry for what happened to you. I am the manager of the operating room where this occurred. And I'm so sorry." And I was like, "Well, thank you very much." And that was good enough for me. Yeah. And he says, "I'm going to take back what I've learned from you to that operating room."
Miriam Gilbert is currently preparing for her next 100-mile ultra run in April of next year, and she's also getting ready to become a grandmother.